That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Reynolds. Over to you, Jock.
G'day, everybody. How are you going? My name is Jock Reynolds. I am from the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Football community, and I'm here, as always, with good mates Peter Higginbotham and Crouching Tiger. G'day, Hig. How are you, son?
Very well, thanks, Jock.
What do you got there? I thought you'd given the old bum bag away, Hig, eh?
No, I'm rediscovering my true self, Jock.
Okay, what do you got in there, mate?
My field glasses, getting back into bird watching, and,
Yeah, good, yeah.
Was following a spotted pardalite on the way over.
Righto, yeah.
A beautiful bird.
Oh, this good, Higo. This good.
Crouchy, how you going, son?
Ah, welcome. Ah, very good, Mr. John.
Multicultural round this week in the AFL, which is fantastic to celebrate all the diversified cultural exchanges that we have here in the AFL, mate. How do you feel the week's gone with the AFL, Crouching Tiger, being one of exotic background?
Ah, yes, I pay on my knees. I very, very welcome this country.
Yeah, that's great, mate.
And I wish I vote AFL leader this country. This carbon tax. Bah, silence.
Well, we'll have to cut down on the old PJ supermodels, I reckon. The way this is going, really crazy. Well, look, it's been another good weekend of fantasy football, folks, and we've all got our eyes on those players that we can bring in to strengthen our team coming home. First day of the financial year is always a day I have on my calendar as a day that I need to really bolster up my back line and forward line, boys.
Agreed, Jock. Continuing to bolster defence in this unusual year would be a sound strategy.
Yeah, that's a good point here. I suppose most of us have probably got our midfields in order, and most of us would probably be looking down to strengthen our back lines and you know, get rid of those rookies off the ground and really structure up with some good premiums there, right?
Here goes quantum team mechanics. Last week, I spoke of the extractors, the importance of the in and under players, who performed exceedingly well again this week.
Absolutely. If you remember, in casting minds back to last week's show, Peter Higginbotham's identified a trend which I think we all should take notice of, and that is that these people that actually go in, get the ball under the packs, dish it out, are the players scoring large fantasy football points due to the fact that people aren't tagging them, are they, Hig?
Agreed. Less pressure as teams have realised the importance of the running types.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, another interesting game trend this week.
Yeah, what's that? What do you got for us?
I like to call them the plus ones.
The plus ones.
Teams are now running with an additional player in defence, or effectively behind the zone.
Yeah.
It is these players who get a lot of the ball.
Yeah.
I mention Hearn for West Coast.
Yeah.
Newman for Richmond. Fisher for St Kilda.
Yes.
Michael Johnson for Frio. Grant Birchall. Heath Shaw. Corey Enright. All of these defending type players.
Yeah.
The plus ones, like the extractors, are excellent trade-ins for your team.
Well, that's probably a great time for you to have identified that trend, Hugo, because as I said earlier, there's plenty of us who really are looking at the best defenders to bring in. Now, Andrew Carazo, there was plenty of discussion about him last week, coming out with a 98. How do you see Carazo, or Carriage as we talk about, coming out next
no,
year?
No, Jock. Carazo, not a plus one, still a good pick, but...
Yeah, righto.
People laughed when I made mention of Chris Yaron.
He was all right in the weekend.
A 98.
Yeah.
And following the money ball principle...
Don't know about his bloody boots. What do you think about these fancy boots?
Jock, forget the boots. At 256,000,
yeah,
with growing fitness levels and health, he represents a potential defensive seven for your team.
We'd almost take him boots and all next round, wouldn't you? Here you go. Or just boots and all.
You talk boots, ma.
Oh, no, mate. Hey, I was
Curly head rag doll.
Just issuing the community with a Jock Reynolds patent and gag there. But with a break even of 30 going into the Collingwood game, what have they got? They've got Collingwood, North Melbourne, Western Bulldogs. He was pretty good, you know. He looked
okay. Yes, a risk. But for those with little cash and a few trades, you could easily turn a Morris.
Oh, yeah, the Morris.
Into a Chris Yaron. And it's a point of difference. Yeah. If the ball bounces your way, it could be just the trade that gets your team over the line.
Absolutely. And it's those of us that manage our money the best that get there. And like with the bloody stock market, you know. What do they say? Buy low, sell high, don't you? And Chrissy Yaron's a proven high scorer. Sure, he's been in poor form, but the minute they switch around, bloody whisker! Hold on.
Yes, but Jock, Mr. Jock.
Yeah, mate.
The burn man, Mr. Higgins. You say me, Mr. Higgins. Say he burn me.
Yeah, well, look, I can still see some positive sign for Shawnee Higgins moving forward. He only came out with the 77, okay, on the weekend. But at 417, I still believe that he's turned his game around. He's averaged 97 over the last 3 weeks.
Jock.
Let's just give him some time. Yes, son.
Will you be trading him into your team?
Yeah, you've cornered me, haven't you, Higg? Look, I'm going to go ahead and say no, because as it stands...
Of course you'll say no, Jock.
Well, look, let's
do not feed our community with nonsense.
I would never feed our beautiful, bludgeoning community with nonsense, Peter Higginbotham. What I'm saying to you is, of course, I'm one of the finest fantasy footballers in Australia's seen. I've got my team structured. It's bloody tuned to within a poop-denth. I don't need Higgins, right? But there's some out there in the community who still have some, you know, rookies on the forward line, and they might be strapped for cash. And I'm telling you, Higg, you're trying to look at me square in me blood. Look at me, Higg. Look at me, Higg.
I'm looking, Jock. Your
look
eyes
me
are
square in the eyes and tell me that that is
bloodshot.
Value for money.
You've been drinking again,
Jock. Of course I've bloody been drinking, Higg. It's Sunday, son. But just tell me that Shawnee Higgins isn't good value, mate.
Shawnee Higgins is terrible value. At 417, without form or in a fickle team, would represent a poor trade.
Oh, let's agree to disagree there, Peter Higginbotham. Let's swing back to the back line. Talk about players
who... I agree
who,
with you, Higgo. That's crazy. Burn man.
Well, let's have a talk. Crouching one, mate. One of your favourites, Chrissy Newman. Look at that price, mate.
Higgo, you say he the plus one. Yes, he plus one. Yeah. One thing remember, Higgo.
Yeah.
Some team maybe sometime tag the plus one. They are GWA. They tag Chris Newman.
Yeah, interesting.
They tag him as the special run halfback.
Yeah.
Sometime you see Hearn. He maybe get tagged.
So Chris Newman again, he'll come at about, 383-ish this week.
An excellent run home for the Tigers, which brings me to my next interesting statistical morsel.
What have you got for us, Peter Higginbotham?
For those with an eye for detail, you will notice that the AFL ladder, as it stands, is extremely interesting.
Okay, what do we got
there? At this stage, the top five are split by one game. In fact, the top six are split by two games. Now, what this tells me is that there will be no resting of players at all this year.
Peter Higginbotham, listen, we've had a bit of a barney here tonight, but I've got to respect you for your bloody genius, son. That's a great point.
Also, teams right down to the Western Bulldogs at 14th have everything to play for. The final eight is far from set, and the top four will be a mad scramble, which means all teams will be giving their all.
Bloody great point, Peter Higginbotham. Bloody great point. So we don't have to worry really as much this season about those teams who might be resting players going into the finals, do we?
No. At this stage last year, we had two teams locked in top four.
Yeah.
Very settled eight.
Yeah.
So teams deliberately rested types.
Okay. Well, let's have a look at a few more players that might represent value. I'm looking at Sammy Fisher this week. Sure, he only came out with 81 on the weekend, But you also brought up earlier in a few podcasts ago, Peter Higginbotham, about those players who have a good run in our Supercoach finals, didn't you, son?
Yes, Jock. Yeah. Melbourne, Geelong and GWS in the first 3 weeks of the finals.
Yeah.
Very important consideration when picking your final locks.
So there you go. Sam Fisher, just about 412k, has a very nice first 3 weeks of the finals. Corey Enright as well seems to have really turned the corner, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he played a lovely game.
What did he score?
He scored 123. Small black even.
Yeah.
37, which means you get on him now.
Yeah.
460.
He's got Gold Coast next week as well.
Yes.
Could be a good time to get him.
I not think team matter against Enright.
No.
He is a masterful defender. He is lock.
Absolutely. We touched on Shannon Hearn just very earlier. He'll come in at around $470,000. Came out with a nice 113 this week with a break even of 62. I believe he provides value as well for a good consistent performer coming home.
Agree, Mr. Jock.
Yeah.
What you think, me, Courtney Dempsey? Lot of people tried him in, now yeah. Tried him out.
No.
Would you go again, double dip at 364?
Oh, good night. No. Look, he's just an injury waiting to happen. Look, I love you, Courtney, and I think you're a great player. But just too much risk for mine, crouching.
Yes, yeah, he have a girl name.
Yeah.
And this, remember me, my slipper.
Welcome. Crouching one, come for slipper, mister.
Welcome. Just before game, Friday night, I watch Hawthorn Carlton.
Yeah.
I put a heater on, I put my slipper on. Just when I put my foot in slipper, my slipper say me. Last name first.
Last name?
Yes.
Last name first.
And he kept saying this.
Your slipper's a strange bloody object, mate.
He kept saying me this. I think, what you say me? Last name first.
Yeah.
Quiet. Football start. And I see Samuel Mitchell get ball.
Good weekend.
When he pick up ball, my slipper say, last name first. Ah, what he say me?
What, the flaming hell?
I'm not sure. Then I watch Collingwood game and I see Dale Thomas get ball. Slipper, last name first. All bloody weekend. Ah, I realize.
Yeah.
All player who have last name like first name, they bloody good pick.
Yeah.
You listen me.
Jesus, something in there.
Sam Mitchell, Dale Thomas, Jared Blair, Dustin Martin, Sam Jacob.
That's bloody incredible.
Danny Stanley, Kieran Bloody Jack, 147, last name first.
Bloody incredible.
James Kelly, 115. Oh, the many player, Lee Adams, 130 bloody two.
That's bloody incredible, Chris.
My slipper have news, premium lock strategy.
I mean, we often identify trends early coming out on the Sunday night crouching tiger, but what you've just had there, I mean, that could be front page of the paper tomorrow morning.
Yes, master. My slipper same.
Yeah,
me.
You.
Matt Campbell, you bloody need to trade him in.
Matty Campbell, how'd he go on the weekend?
Not matter. You trust my bloody slipper.
Okay.
My
wonderful
slipper same me Daniel Rich. Rich, short for Richard. He very last name, short name.
That's very good, yeah.
Oh, this crazy talk.
Well, a couple of those players had bloody ripping weekends, and you mentioned Kieran Jack, who pumped out 147 on the weekend.
Oh.
I think it's time that we recognise young Kieran as a premium of the competition and a much-desired player.
Agreed, Jock. His last three
have
yielded an average of 128.
That's magnificent, isn't he? I mean, he averaged 81 in 2011 is broken out big time, you know, big time.
Agreed.
Yeah, 111 average this year so far. 33 disposals over the weekend, 6 tackles, 2 sausage rolls. Kieran Jack, tell you what. Of course, as I discussed before, JR Brumby FC has a midfield which is solid. But look, Kieran Jack, wouldn't mind him at all in the Jock Reynolds midfield, I can tell you right now. Well, Sammy Mitchell you mentioned in one of your last name first boys. He's busted out. He's averaged 123 over the journey in the last three, and he does look to be clicking right into gear. Came out again this week with 129 at 566,000. I'd suggest the community stand up and take notice of Sammy Mitchell. Scotty Thompson, value ahoy, boys. $530,000 going into games against Port, Greater Western Sydney and the West Coast Eagles. I mean, you can't ignore Scott Thompson if you don't already have him in your midfield.
Agreed, Jock. Yeah. And it seems to be unravelling tonight.
Okay.
The omens, the coincidence, right. My bum bag of wisdom has matched Crouching Slipper.
That's quite incredible.
I have noticed something as we sit.
What have you noticed, Sam?
My bird watching skill is noticing the hawks, the eagles, the crows, the magpies. Are they not premium teams?
They are, mate. And hang on, I'm going to shock you with this. They're all birds, here you go.
Yes, Jock, as I was mentioning.
Have you think about it? Hawks, magpies, they're birds.
And now, taking this ornithological understanding further.
Bloody ornithology. Sometimes I don't know if you just throw these bloody words around, mate.
I may have got that one wrong, Jock, but hey. Talking about birds, if we put them all in one of Crouching's cage fights, who would win?
This good question. Yeah. Oh, I think the eagle would claw the shit out of the whole lot.
Oh, hang on, Crouching, toes down. What about the bird, the swan? I think the swan was rather majestic over the weekend, boys.
Oh, then swan, he beautiful man.
147 points.
He waddle like duck, but play.
He does.
Play like jungle warrior.
Got the pill. Now, in the midfield, if you're still needing, I'm going to suggest, and correct me if I'm wrong, boys, you need Job Watson. Another 145. He's just not going to stop this year. He's sure he'll be 4-6-38, but you need him. He's a bloody quality.
I think you need bloody Shane Tuck.
Oh, hello, Shane Tuck. What did he score? 137.
Yes, he's 137. Best extractor. Yeah. He's part of Crouching One's special Jungle Warrior gym.
Is he? Does he go to your gym?
He go my gym.
How many you got going there now?
Oh, I have many. I have Joel Salwood.
Oh, yeah?
Trent Cotchin, Shane Tuck, Job Watson. I have the man from Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
I have a special gym for Tufna.
They are beautiful.
Lenny Hayes. We all just get in cage and fight.
Well, Shane Tuck, he must have bloody been extracting some great stuff out, because he's averaged 145 now over the last three.
Yes.
And going into Melbourne and the Gold Coast Suns, then North Melbourne, I would be looking at Shane Tuck as one of my priorities at the moment.
Just is interesting.
Love a hard nut, mate.
Interesting, Mr. Jock, because just last week, he lost more than 7 seconds in the ring with me.
Oh.
So this make me think he gets stronger.
Yeah, what's the average human last in the ring with you, son?
Oh, most human defecate before they enter.
Oh, okay.
Now, Mr. Tuck, try fight me.
Yeah, one fellow that I wouldn't mind introducing to you, what do you call your arrangement over there, Crouching Tiger? What's it again?
It's the Jungle Warrior Gym for excellence.
Do you reckon we could get young Brycey Gibbs in there?
Silence! I sing song for Blyce. He need different approach. He get 102.
Well, it's a better output than we've come to expect recently, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. And he keep building. Keep building. Maybe he good for my final.
Yeah, well, look, at 412,000-ish, which will come in, sure, he's not setting the world on fire, but if we're talking value and we're talking buy low, sell high, Bryce Gibbs must be a consideration for your team this week.
Agreed, Jock. Moneyball principle here again.
Yeah.
Yaron Gibbs represent outstanding value. And
absolutely.
I would like to throw in one more.
Who have you got for a shake?
Scoff, if you will.
Okay.
At 355, Moneyball principle, Colin Sylvia.
Oh, Crouching's gone pale.
Crouching.
What you say me, Colin? Bloody Sylvia.
Crouching, settle down, son.
Sorry for upsetting you, gentlemen, but it appears that the Melbourne Football Club, while playing
they're going through a resonance, aren't they?
they are starting to settle into some solid football.
Now, I'm not scoffing at you, Hig. All right, now, Crouching, I don't want you to get angry, mate. But 355,000, Colin Sylvia can play football,
he
right?
He burned me last year.
Yeah, now he's had a 97 and a 99 over the last 2 weeks. They're remodelling him as a hard midfielder, and I reckon he might be about to go Wooska. He's a forward who's a swinger into your midfield. I wouldn't discount Colin Sylvia.
So
you
agree with me, John?
I do, mate, I do. I agree with you. I'm not going to pick him, mind you. But if I was in the situation where I needed, I had 360,000 to burn, I'd seriously consider.
Interesting, a point of difference. And another one I would like to bring up at value is Michael Hurley.
Oh, Hurley, Hurley.
380,000, a break even of -8, so he is at rock bottom. Yeah. These players, under the Moneyball umbrella, are strictly for those teams needing an out, either cash-strapped, either trade-strapped, needing points of difference to make a difference to their season.
Absolutely, absolutely. Seems like we've switched into the forward line, fellas, and let's have a chat about Travis Cloke, who scored 49 over the weekend.
The clock of invisibility.
Warren, segment please, son. You're driving a man to flame and drink. Now, my great mate Lee Matthews came out late last week criticising Travis Cloke for his discussions about his contract with the Collingwood Football Club
The
footy show. Who is?
Lee Matthews. I trained him in my gym.
Yeah, well, we both grow up in the area and, you know, the talent scouts of the peninsular area found it hard to split us in terms of raw talent, skill, endurance. And, you know, we've walked similar paths in lives ever since, Crouching Tiger.
I agree.
Now, of course, Lethal Matthews was part of a domineering Hawthorn Football Club who won many grand finals. He's been voted the Player of the Century and in his later years has become an elite AFL commentator. And then there's myself on the similar path, you know, played 827 games with the Coringle Bulls. Was named in the back pocket for the 1970s Coringle Bulls team of the decade, and in later years has gone on to become the most respected and revered figure in fantasy football in Australia today. Would that be fair to say, folks?
Agreed, Jock.
Now, Lee and I share the same opinion of what's happened there, young Travis, you know. Now, Travis, I love you, mate. You're a simple bloke with a God-given ability, and I can parallel with you, you know. But it's one thing pushing your club for a bit of extra coin, but to wave it in the face of your teammates and supporters disappoints me, Travis. You know, down at the Coringle Bulls, I was on a free chicken parma after training on a Thursday night with the Bulls, and I thought that was bloody fantastic, you know.
Yes, yes, good job.
The club that I love, giving me a parma.
Yes.
Bloody fantastic, you know.
You get salad or veggies, Jock?
Veggies, mate. Bloody salad.
Oh.
Get stuffed with salad food.
Of course.
Our great rivals, the Doveton Eagles, came one bloody summer, those miserable swine. Offered me a pack of Durries, a slab of Swan Lager and a pack of Samboy chips every week. Now, you've known me for a while, boys. Do you reckon I accepted that? You reckon I accepted their offer?
Sure.
After the Coringle Bulls loved me for that many years and made me the footballer that I'd become?
You are a man of integrity, Jock.
Integrity? Of course I didn't accept it, you know?
Loyal to the nth.
Bloody oath, mate. Loyal. The bloody coach came up to me front door for me final answer. I told him to get stuffed and that his team were a pack of cunning shit-house rats.
You're right, Jock. Have a spell.
Of course I'm right. Travis, mate, you just focus on delivering us super coach and dream team coaches with points for our community. Look, I know your old man wants what's best for you, mate. It's time to become a bloody man, Travis. Tell your dad to bugger off. Tell him you just want to play footy for the club you love and help your mates. You know, you want to help your mates. You reckon you're going to be lying on your deathbed one day, Travis, thinking, oh, Jesus, I'm so happy I had that extra $50 for a pack of squibs from Fremantle. Of course you won't, mate. It's all about your mates. It's about the club that's adored you. What you did to your club last Thursday night, son, was a disgrace. I want you to have a good hard thinking about yourself and where you're going into the future. And I'm doing well.
Jock, it is for rants like this that make you such a living legend?
Well, looks, there's so much in life where we get carried away, and I can see young Travis, he thinks he's king of the bloody world. I'm a bloody full forward with big muscles, and if why would I play here when they'll give me $50? Come on, Travis, it's a bit more than that, son.
Your core values...
Yeah.
Should you tell them? You are a humble man, but should you tell them about your offer this week?
It's all about integrity, and I'd prefer not. If you want to reveal to the community what I've been offered, you know, I'll just turn it in any of the other ways.
Jock, they need to know.
No, they don't need to know about an old legend,
Jock, Stephen Kernahan.
Yes.
Tell the community.
Yes, I was offered the Carlton coaching role during the week, Peter Higginbotham. You've bloody twisted me arm on that. But I'm a man of integrity, mate, you know? Stephen Kernahan, I feel in association with him and I really want to make things right for him. And he's asked me,
you know... go way back with
we do go way back.
Many how you know him?
Well, many of you probably don't realise that I was the identifier for vocal talent for the Australian Boys Choir.
Oh.
And one of the... who was at first touted as one of the most pure voices of a generation came under my wing, and that fellow, that young boy, was Stephen Kernahan.
Oh, this way you're good friend with him.
Yeah, Sticks. You know, I've taken him right through.
You have some...
I think I've got a bit of Sticks here in the early days under my tutelage. Have you got that grab there, son?
Yes.
Here he is, Stephen Kernahan, and he makes me bloody cry. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I think the pipe organ is slightly out there, Jock.
Yeah, right. He's Stephen. Here he goes. Yeah.
He's like Paganini's angel.
Yeah, that's Stephen.
Oh, my eye becomes sweaty.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a fine talent, he was.
Thank you, Mr. Stick.
So you can see that I... Yeah, thanks, Hick. So you can see that I nurtured Stephen, and he was known as the most talented young voice of the generation. But then, of course, what happened were those sizable testicles dropped, and, things went awry for Stephen and his Australian voice career.
I think I remember this, Mr.
Yeah, John. Should we get it up? I don't want to rub you. Sorry, Sticks, I know you listen every week, mate, but we have to just play this. Righto, he.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman.
Oh, come on, that's enough. We don't want to rub bloody Sticks in.
Agreed.
But I felt, you can see I felt a bit of an obligation to Sticks to accept the role down at Carlton, but I've got integrity. Of course, Brett Ratton's a friend of mine, and I'm not going to cut another bloke's lunch.
I see.
So I reject the job, you know.
There's a picture on wall of you and Rats.
Yeah. He was off his dial one night and I held his head up like it was the Premiership Cup, you know?
Yes, he you can see he look up to you like a mentor figure.
Yeah, he does, mate. He's a good kid, you know. I just want to see him play out the season and do his very best. And whatever happens over the summer months will happen.
Jock.
Yes, sir.
I feel Carlton need your expertise.
Yeah.
Your management skill, people, integrity, loyalty.
Yeah.
You are a leader of men.
I am, mate. You know, it doesn't come easy to some. It comes easy to me, though. Just while we're on Carlton here, Chris Judd, 466,000. What do you reckon, boys? It's an awkward one, isn't it?
It's very good. He just last, after he got Bath against West Coast.
Yeah.
He come my gym.
Oh, yeah?
He come my gym.
That explains things.
He start get serious. He wrestled me.
Yeah.
Last 7 seconds too. I know he come back and run home very fast.
Yeah.
He good pick, Mr. Jock.
Yeah, and look, your old money ball, Hig. I think if you're going to buy low, this is when you'd buy Chrissy Judd.
Agreed. Interesting point of difference.
Absolutely. What about Lethal Lee Adams? Pretty that he had to defeat the St Kilda Football Club. Well done, North Melbourne, you know. Like I said, I'm a man of integrity and we'll just beaten by the better side. But Lee Adams now has been quite good over the last couple, hasn't he?
Pleasing to note, first name last. An outstanding output. only a small break even of 8. So to get him now at 468 will be as cheap as he comes.
Also a swingman, a forward and a midfielder as well, Dusty Martin. For those of faith who have held on to Dusty, you come out with 134 this week. Look, if you haven't got Dustin Martin, and looking at the beautiful run home that Richmond have, surely you're going to have a think about getting him in. Those who have gotten rid of him would be spewing.
Agreed, Jock, and not wanting to upset Crouching, who is, I feel, on edge tonight.
Yeah.
Ah, you're silent.
I feel Dustin Martin should be put on the trade table this year at Richmond.
Ah, what you say, mate?
On the trade table?
Yes.
What's your bloody rationale behind it, mate?
Moneyball, Jock. His value in terms of what he could bring to the club, in terms of trade potential, will be more than perhaps he is offering. Slightly overrated, I feel.
Dustin, well, that's bloody. That's a big call, Higo.
He like, you say, Lee Matthew. He Lee Matthew.
He's like a bloody savage junkyard bloody dog.
You won't fight me.
No, Crouching.
Come on, boy, come Crouching. You're bloody aggressive tonight, mate. Ever since we talked about Colin Sylvie, you've gone right off your tits, haven't you, son? Ryan O'Keefe's been very pleasing. He came out with a big 124 this past weekend. And, look, got Brisbane, West Coast, St Kilda next three. 510-ish grand. If you're looking for a forward, you haven't got Ryan O'Keefe, I'd strongly recommend it. There's going to be a very nice bargain. If Adam Goods can stay fit and stay on the park, boys, he's got a break-even of 179-ish or 180-odd going into the next few weeks. And he's already down to 460 grand. I think he's going to represent in 2 or 3 weeks a really good trade-in, eh, boys?
Agreed. I think Matthew Pavlish.
Oh, yeah, Matty Pav.
I think he is one player.
Look at that bloody price. Is that right, the price?
500.
Oh.
He one player who I think play better under Roos.
He's lifting.
Ross Lyon.
Ross the boss,
He has structure and role.
Yeah.
You play him forward for 500.
Yeah.
This good value.
Yeah, well, that's a bloody great spot there. 110 over the last three going into games of Western Bulldogs, Melbourne, then Greater Western Sydney over the last next 3 weeks. So you're crouching. Yes. Great time to get Matty Pavlich.
Welcome.
I completely agree with you there, son. Absolutely.
Can we look at our bald spots, Mr. John?
Yeah, okay. Let's have a look at the newies coming in. Who have you got this week, fellas?
Well, last name first. Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Campbell. He only played 2 games.
Yeah.
Yeah, he only get 45.
Yeah.
But he only cost bloody 94,700.
Yeah, he's a good one to trade. You know, if you want to get rid of bloody Jared Redden or Aaron Stevenson, free up a bit of cash, Tommy Campbell. And the good thing about him this week was Will Minson's back in town, but they still held on to him and plonked him up forward, which is a good sign. They must rate the kid, you know?
Yes.
Break even of negative 75 going into a game against Freo. Yeah, good one. Tommy Campbell in the ruck to free up some cash. Corey Dell'Olio's already played 3 games, but he'll only be about $135,000.
Yes, Jock. It's very much about cash generation, as we spoke of last week.
Yeah.
And players that are likely to play in case of a forward going down.
Yeah, do you think Corey's a good chance of playing moving forward?
I do, Jock. Yeah. He was lively.
Yeah.
He played a role, a good hit up forward, and has a bit of Crouching's hardness about him.
Very good.
Mature age.
Absolutely. Now, we saw two fellows who I don't feel have great job security moving forward. One is the Collingwood Kale and Mooney from Ireland, who came out with a 14. Didn't see enough to suggest he'll get many games in the run forward. And Toddy Elton from Richmond also with an output of 26. How do you see his chances for a game next week, Crouching Tiger?
Not good, Mr. Jock. I disappointed Danielson Connor, start as sub. I think maybe say bye-bye now to Miller. Maybe Elton start sub. Maybe Vickery come back.
He looked lively enough. You know, he looked okay in the packs. He took a good pluck.
Young grasshopper.
Yeah.
Not get enough of ball.
Yeah.
What about, you say me, Jordan Murdoch?
Yeah, he looked good. Geelong came in. He's listed as a forward. He came out with 88 points on the weekend and looked okay. Job security in Geelong also would be the question mark, of course. They've got many fringe players there that could take his spot. Also one who, you know, in a good team is Murray Newman from West Coast. Only paid 38% game time, Hick, but he must have ended up scoring a few, didn't he?
42, Jock.
Yeah,
106,600 to cash him in.
Yeah.
As a mid, excellent value.
Absolutely. Well, we've been prattling on like old bastards all night, fellas. It's probably time we should tie up. Any other quick words of wisdom for the community before we finish up, lads?
Oh, yes, from Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Goddard.
I'm waiting for bloody Brennan Goddard to score some points.
Nobel Prize winning Beckett's fine piece.
Right.
And I would like to pull a quote, Jock.
Yeah, please, whenever you've got some words of wisdom, mate, the community's ears prick up.
Habit is a great deadener.
Deadener?
Yes, Jock.
Jesus, Hick.
Points of difference. Moneyball principle is the theme of the week.
Yeah.
Da.
Habit's one of those things the nuns put on their head.
Silence. I have caught for you.
Is that the context?
I have to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
I go now.
Yeah, all right. Well, maybe we should go to the community now and say thanks for listening for another week, folks. Look, we're into the run home now. It's all downhill. Keep your focus. Remember Moneyball principle, was it, Hick?
yes, Jock.
Excuse me. Moneyball, so we're looking for value. Don't go and burst the budget.
Just points of value. Difference.
Good, yeah.
And when all else write them off, that is the time to strike.
Thanks for listening, folks.
I'm Peter Higginbotham.
I'm Jock Reynolds.
I'm the Crouching Tiger.
Message to Skinny Bum over in the UK. Hope the wedding was a pearler, mate. I'm Jock Reynolds.